I have one question for you. Are you letting yourself be held back by labels that you've given yourself, or maybe that someone else has given you, or are you working with your legacy in mind? The reason that I ask this is because I'm noticing that so many women, entrepreneurs, and just aspiring girl bosses are out there really letting themselves be held back by labels. Labels like busy, introverted, shy, mom, employee, tired. You see, these labels that we give ourselves or that other people give to us do not define our situation, and they do not define our legacy, but they're just used to describe who we are in that current moment. And if you let a description begin to define you, sometimes you paralyze yourself and you make yourself stuck. You need to be working with your legacy in mind, regardless of the labels that you've given yourself or the labels that you've been given. If I'm working towards building generational wealth, if when I pass away, I want my tombstone to say a certain thing, I want that dash between the year of my birth and the year of my death to mean something, I have to work in spite of the labels that I've been given, in spite of the labels of being poor, in spite of the labels of being a woman of color, in spite of the labels of being maybe ghetto or ratchet, in spite of the labels of being uninformed, right? In spite of all of the things that may be used to describe who I am or who I've been, I'm not going to let those labels determine where I'm going. And I want to encourage you to do the same thing. You can allow your limitations to be lessons, or you can let those labels keep you from your legacy. In It Works, we have a saying, your why cannot also be your why not. If the label of mom is the reason why you want to build a legacy, it cannot also be the reason why you can't execute in your business, or why you can't save money to invest, or why you can't get the energy to work a second job. If you want to build a better life for your family, the people that you want to build a better life for cannot also be the excuse as to why you can't do what's necessary to achieve what you desire. You can let those labels be limitations or lessons in a couple of different ways. Some people might say that they're introverted. Some people might say, I'm not charismatic. Some people might say, I'm shy, right? And they can let that limit them by saying, because I'm introverted and because I'm not charismatic and because I'm shy, I can't be a public speaker, or I don't want to go live on Instagram, or I'm never going to find my husband because I'm not super outgoing, right? But instead of treating it like a limitation about what you can't do, it should really just be a lesson to approach how you actually do things. So if you know that you're introverted, instead of saying, I can never be a public speaker, you might say, I'm going to start speaking to a small group of 5 people instead of a room of 200, right? Because you're using your label as a lesson for how you should actually execute something. If you know that you're a procrastinator, that doesn't mean that it's going to limit you from ever accomplishing anything. It's a lesson for you to be able to plan your projects accordingly, because you know it's going to take you a little bit longer than other people. If you're an employee, it's not a limitation because you don't have as much time to grow your business as someone who works on their business full time, but it's a lesson about how you can transfer strategies and processes that you learn in your full-time job to your business. It could be a lesson on how to use the money that you make in your full-time job to invest back into your business. So when you think about the labels that you've been given or the labels that you've given yourself, ask yourself if you're treating it like a limitation or if you're treating it like a lesson. A lot of people always start the new year off with a new year, new me mentality. And the fact is that you don't need to be a new version of you. You simply need to become a better version of who you already are. If we stop trying to change who we were, and if we stop trying to become something that we're not, and we work around the labels that we have given ourselves or the labels that we have decided to believe, then the possibilities are endless. Because if you know that a label is simply a belief and it's simply a way to describe who you are or who you've been, then you know that you have the possibility to change it. I encourage you to tackle the next couple of months by looking at the labels that you have on your life as lessons, as ways to build legacies, and letting your why fuel everything that you do each and every day, instead of making those labels the reason why you cannot. You needed to hear this.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.